Hi, everyone. I'm Maddie. You know, my fucking throat. You know, when you drink coffee and Maddie. Your throat gets coated.
Maddie.
Okay, I'm Maddie. And today we have a special episode covering our relations in the Ukraine. Just kidding. I could never. I don't even know where it is.
This
or
is
Kiev.
Maddie Smith, running live from the United Nations.
Running live from the United Nations. What's going on with Putin? It's that time of the week. Okay, hello, what's up? I'm joined by the usual Ashlyn Salzano and Stuart Fullerte.
Hey.
On the couch, the beige couch. I still have no art on my walls, and I don't give a fuck. I ordered some stuff, but it's from Etsy, so it's coming from far and
Me
fucking
and
wide.
Me and Stuart are the art.
I'm the art, bitch.
You are the art, yeah. Should I get one of those paintings that's like the faceless girl?
Yes.
Those like graphic design paintings.
She does like this and then be like,
oh
a star is born.
Yeah. You know when you and your sister had like silhouettes of your face in your childhood bedroom? Do you remember the silhouettes?
I have silhouettes.
I don't remember
in my
that.
Apartment.
You have, yeah.
But they were hand-me-downs from my mother.
But you know when your mom gets you your own silhouette and
yeah.
it's in your bed? Ooh, no. Okay. And then we have Caroline, our producer. What's going on? She's got are those corduroys?
They are.
So cute.
So cute.
Can you get your mom mess on?
Yeah, with the orange socks. You
with
look so
fashion. I know
yeah,
you look so
fashion.
Cool.
Yeah.
I hate orange. I think that's my least favorite color.
But you it's a,
no, we're just having a moment.
And socks? So? That's like low key.
Right.
I'll wear crazy color
I'll
socks
cuz
Caroline's birthday is this week.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Tomorrow.
We're going to
celebrate. I literally keep forgetting.
We have lots of plans.
I literally asked her, I saw her, I say, "Oh my god, are you excited?" She's like, "For what?" I'm like, "Your birthday." Tomorrow. Yeah. She's like, oh yeah.
I love a late January birthday. That's such a nice birthday.
Me too. I'm really excited. We're going to go to Sedell's.
Yes.
And
we are.
Then we're going to go to a surprise on Saturday. I haven't told her where it is and now it's like, I think
I'm
over.
Now you over. No, no, yeah.
No, no, it's good. It's good.
Right? Tell me after the pod.
No, we won't
tell
her.
Telling you.
No.
I'm not telling you 2 days before.
It's a surprise.
Exactly. How do I know where I'm going?
We're going to pick you up and we're going to walk with you.
You're so easygoing.
We're
like,
going to kidnap you.
Yeah. She's so easygoing. Like, I will be telling you guys where we're going on my birthday. It will not be the other way around.
Well, you and I have trauma from people taking us to shitty places.
Absolutely.
So now I'm in full
we have
control.
Relationship
yeah.
trauma. I
you
feel
also
the same,
have trust issues.
I feel
yeah,
the same about my bachelorette
yeah.
party. If you think anyone
yes.
is planning that shit but me.
Same.
I'm like, hi, ladies. That time of year is here. It's Stuart's bachelorette.
People want you to plan. Like, I hate
they
planning
want you
shit.
To.
If you're like, yeah, I'm planning my own shit.
Don't
like you
plan.
Volunteered
don't
to
plan
me. I was like, yeah. thank you so
Listen,
much.
Listen, I'm planning my own bachelorette party, and guess where we're going?
Same.
Your Hampton's
Dolly
house.
House. Oh, yes. Yes,
don't
we are.
Don't plan my bachelorette party.
Because then all my
party.
Southern friends can go to the Hamptons.
I know, and they'll be like, this is so,
and they'll be like, this is amazing.
They'll pull you aside and be like, this is so nice.
This is so nice. Like, and I'll be like, I'll be like, it's an Airbnb. You guys can Venmo me.
Yeah. So it's 600 person.
Like, you'll make Caroline Venmo you.
Wait.
I'll make a little profit.
We should start Airbnb. Okay, this is a movie. This is a movie. If we start Airbnb in Caroline's place... We can each make a lot of
money. And I will be straight up with you guys. I had one of my roommates in New York. I'm not going to disclose who it was because they would be mad. But I Airbnb'd our place, even
right.
though I wasn't allowed to, when they would be out of town.
One of my roommates did that
yeah.
to her own room. And I was like, I think this is illegal. But she would be like, hey.
No, but so I wouldn't tell them.
She didn't tell me until like the person was outside the door. And they're like, do you mind cleaning the bathroom? And you're like, oh, I better get some of this fucking Airbnb money.
The cleaning service that they fucking charge for. You better get that.
I made like
cleaning services like
$4
yeah.
doing it. Because they would go home a lot like
yeah.
for the weekends. And I would completely clean the apartment, throw everything like in one room, and I was always scared because she had like nice stuff, and I was like, if something gets stolen, like this is on me.
Yeah, but that's a risk you're willing to take for $1,000.
I was willing to take it.
Yeah,
I can replace the stuff with
a thousand total, right?
It was like it was a lot of money.
A weekend is a lot.
I mean, it wasn't for the week. I think it was for a week or something. It was like someone like staying for a week, and then I just like went and stayed at my boyfriend's house.
Oh wow!
And then Airbnb
the
it
hoarder.
Wow.
The
no,
hoarder?
No,
that
was
after that.
Yeah.
Oh. The recent one.
The recent one. Yeah.
It's either the recent one or the horror.
This is what I'm saying. Always be hustling. Always be closing. Always make deals. That's
always
what I
make
do.
Deals. Manifest your
hustle,
destiny.
Hustle.
You
yeah.
must
money
have passive streams
money.
Of
exactly.
Incorn. Income. Passive
okay, anyways,
streams.
Moving
so,
on.
So, I don't remember how I got it, but happy birthday, Caroline.
Yeah, thank you.
Speaking of birthdays, I have shows coming up. So, let's talk
so
about
So, bring
them.
Yourself for your birthday
bring
to see Maddie
for
Smith.
Your birthday. There have been people on their birthdays, and I say, I'm so sorry that this is your birthday. Maybe next year will be better. Obviously, your boyfriend used this as a surprise, and that's not a good surprise.
Maybe and someday that's why you'll go plan to your own birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got dates coming up. The weekend of February 11th, I'll be in Atlanta. Just check out. I have a bunch of shows that I'm doing. So just like check it out. The biggest one is on February 11th. So come out to that. February 16th. We're going to the Syracuse Funny Bone. And that is where we're going to find out who's the most annoying. Yes. The challenge has been accepted by all three of us.
It's going to be me.
We're Funny Bone regulars. So listen, it's going to be freezing.
The Funny Bone. We are literally the funniest bones.
I'm such a funny bone. Like everyone says, oh, you're a funny bone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Funny bone.
So that's what's going to happen. And then March 1st, I'll be at Zany's. March in Chicago. March 3rd through 5th, Grand Rapids. And April Moon Tower Comedy Festival. And additionally, I would like to apologize, although I'm doing it again this week. Last week, I was so high. Last week, I was like high. So I want to apologize. However, I would also like to let it be known, our stats indicate that our listeners' average listen time is an hour. Like, people listen to the full episodes, which I don't feel like is the case for most podcasts.
Right.
That's great.
People usually drop off after, even when I listen to podcasts, I drop off 20 minutes in.
I'll drop off 5 minutes in
maybe
a podcast.
Maybe they're speeding. Maybe they're speeding it up.
I never even get there.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Maybe they're speeding it up.
Oh, shit. Maybe. Maybe it's just me playing it over and over and over again.
Yeah. The whole thing.
But, so... You know what? Let's just keep it moving. We have more listeners every week, and I feel honored that you guys are here.
Good.
Let's get into our topics before we start the pod. Peloton is over. I think Peloton is over. They announced this week that they are stopping production of
Cody Rigsby. Bye bye.
They had a moment. It came in a whirlwind that we were all stuck inside for a year, and they rode too far to the sun, in my opinion.
They literally cycled into the sun.
Wait, they're gone?
They flew too close to the sun.
So they announced this week that... So there's been a couple things, the Sex and the City thing.
Another thing, right?
The stocks dropped.
Billions.
Someone, yeah.
Billions had someone die on a Peloton as well.
A second death on TV.
You can't just do that. You can't just be like, died eating Raisin Bran.
Two shows too? Like, okay, one show, but that's it.
Wait,
two shows?
They're going to start buying plot points in shows.
Oh, maybe.
Like, what the fuck
I think that's
are
already happening.
Doing?
Yeah.
But I don't think Peloton knew. I think these people
are
just
like, not a good look. A good look.
There's no way.
I just want to say people die on the treadmills, not the bikes. So.
If you die on a bike, it's like you deserve to die.
People literally die on the train, and that's why I don't take the train. They're like,
the subway stock is
but
down.
But you're driving everywhere. No one dies in cars.
No one.
Especially not me when I'm drunk. So, so what they announced this week is they're stopping production of all bikes. There was a time where you couldn't get a Peloton.
They are fully stopping?
Yeah, for now. So they got to figure out what they're doing. So we're going to talk later about...
So I should sell mine on StockX.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, for $50.
OG, you put Supreme stickers on it. You can sell it.
That's a Supreme.
It's a Supreme bike. It's a Kith bike.
It's a Kith bike.
And how else could society be ending? IKEA is raising prices by 9%.
No.
I hope you guys brought your econ degrees because this is a very economic episode.
I hope you guys pay a lot for a shitty fucking dresser.
I know. Personally, I don't shop at IKEA anymore. So,
me neither.
But it sucks for the Gen Zers who think they're moving to New York and can get furniture on IKEA.
Sucks.
Yeah, it's the price of West Elm now. So grow the fuck up.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
I used to be an IKEA girl because I lived across from IKEA. Because
you live close.
Which is something that shouldn't happen in your entire life.
If you don't live that close, IKEA is really more trouble than it's worth.
I knew you were an IKEA girl when you said that you took your dad to an IKEA restaurant.
No,
she took him to the Home Depot restaurant.
Oh,
it's even worse.
I wish I was an IKEA girl.
IKEA has good food.
They have meatballs.
They got the Swedish meatballs.
Pizza, meatballs.
And they have lingonberry juice and chocolate cake. Yeah. German chocolate cake. And you just pull it off.
I can't do that.
No, I did not take. However, when I lived in Red Hook in Brooklyn, I literally lived 10 feet from the IKEA. Sometimes I would go there for lunch.
I mean, that sounds great.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It was sad.
It's low.
Imagine
but it's good food.
All time
it's
low. All
the
imagine
skipping past the security guard to go to the kitchen and he's like, damn, that's trash.
Literally.
And I was like 220. Oh my God. Anyway, So this is fun for me to watch IKEA have to raise its prices. You know, again, supply chain issues.
Yeah.
Speaking of supply chain, it's the Super Bowl. Dancers have demanded to get paid. So the Super Bowl halftime show is a huge thing where people like don't get paid because it's exposure. Mm-hmm. I'm done. From artist to artist, I'm done with the exposure gigs. Yep.
Miss me with that shit.
Miss me with that shit. The number of times people just come on my face without permission.
Being a dancer, being a dancer fucking sucks.
The only exposure you would get is if you have a big following and you posted about it on your Instagram and it helped you with your like clout.
Or if like Beyonce is like, okay, I loved you.
Yes. Well, but who's she gonna see in 200 fucking people in the same the weekend? You could not tell from
literally because they all had their face wrapped. Also,
that too, right? That too,
like exposure from. It's gonna no be one's looking at the Super Bowl dancers and being like, oh, yeah, it this would girl be, for my next place. This girl, this.
You, come here.
It's the equivalent.
You.
It's the equivalent of walking in the Macy's Day Parade.
I knew you were gonna say it.
It's like the child star version of like, no, this is good.
It's
this
gonna
is good
be like
you.
Win a walk on role at the Super Bowl. Like you have to show up at two rehearsals.
Yes,
as everyone knows, I was in the Macy's Day Parade, and it didn't take much talent to get in there.
And the same thing with the Super Bowl. They said 3 days of training, it's, COVID testing, all sorts of stuff.
You probably have to learn it on a little like thing. You have like three blocking rehearsals.
10-hour days. They like
pay. Pay for their own travel.
Freezing.
Yep. You might as well be an extra on Succession.
Like what moron?
You might as well be an extra on Succession.
Also not worth it.
But you got paid. And
I got
fed,
paid
right?
And fed a shit ton. And literally paid a ton.
Wait, when you did Macy's, you got paid a ton.
No,
absolutely not.
She did extra on Succession.
What did they give you to eat? Like bologna sandwiches to go
on Succession? No, they gave us
Macy's.
Good food. Oh, I don't think they gave us food. They were like, "Here's a Sbarro coupon, bitches. Get the fuck out."
Coupon, yeah.
But also don't eat because you're because I had to be thin. I was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's crazy.
No.
Oh
my God. I'm obsessed with the Macy's.
No, but my mom's dream is to be a balloon handler for the Macy's.
Hey, it's we all have different aspirations.
Hey, my dream is to be the balloon one day. You know what I mean? We all have dreams.
Mine is to be rich, but we all have different.
No, but that you like, you pretty much just have to like know someone at Macy's and like fill out a form. But that's how the Super Bowl is going to be. These dancers, it's just going to be like send your kid to the fucking.
I know.
Super Bowl.
Another thing about the Super Bowl is they were asking for, because the performers are who? Mary J. Blige, who
Dr. Dre,
Kendrick.
Yep.
The casting for it said predominantly African American dancers needed. That's what I don't say African. I say black because I'm a fucking grown up. but they said they were looking for. So it's like now it's a whole like thing where
and
it's like so you're gonna
charge.
Hire all of us for diversity purposes and then
and not,
not
pay
us.
And the guy in charge is a black guy.
Yeah,
and they're like they're looking to him like you should.
Right,
but he's
also
like,
isn't Jay-Z a part of the Super Bowl?
It's
music?
Like a Rock Nation thing.
Yeah,
I miss it when it was just Bruce Springsteen up there rocking
and,
out
and Kid Rock.
And Kid Rock.
A collab between Maroon 5 and the Rolling Stones. You're like this is
that
it.
Was a bad.
This
year.
Is America.
Maroon 5, he has no shirt on.
Yeah.
He is literally a fucking paper.
When
fucking
Lady Gaga was just scaling the wall.
Yeah.
Like,
she does a lot.
I'm over the Super Bowl.
I'm over the
Super
Bowl.
I'm over the Super Bowl.
Especially because the Bills just lost. And they're saying it was the best game football's ever seen. That's
the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs and Bills.
I'm so over the Super Bowl. I would be willing to be in the kitchen all day making men food so that I don't have to fucking watch it. That's how over the Super Bowl
I'm not that over it.
I would be willing to not watch it.
Yeah, I just end up eating
intercom.
All the food.
So this is the tea. We ordered snacks from 7-Eleven on Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah.
That's how trashy we are. Kara, do you mind grabbing that? Shit. We have crafty services coming. Bring him in. Bring him into the podcast.
Yeah, ask him.
Ask him which one of us is annoying.
Ask him what he thinks about the Super Bowl dancers.
Ask him what he thinks about Ukraine.
Yep.
Hey, what do you think about the state of Ukraine?
I can't emphasize how much easier my life has gotten since I can intercom people in from my phone.
I've done that my whole life.
I've gotten so fucking lazy.
So easy.
Wow, girls.
There it is.
Oh my God.
The crop dip.
Let's wait till after the episode, right?
Yes.
Last time we ate, someone was like, I couldn't watch after you started eating.
No,
and
we
I was
are
like,
not
no
eating.
No problem. I understand.
I get it. You're not supposed to eat on radio.
Yeah.
Like on air.
I know.
Carol, you can pass the Diet Cokes around.
Oh yeah, Diet Cokes.
I'm sorry. I'll save my Diet Coke for this.
I'm drinking it now.
Yeah, go for it.
I need a little energy.
What is that?
That's not a Diet Coke. That's not a Diet Coke.
What was that?
What was that? What was that?
What was that?
No.
I'm
not drinking Coke Zero. I'm call not drinking Coke
him.
Zero.
Call, go get him. Hurry
or
up,
at least ask for a refund. Caroline. That is not Coke Zero.
There's no calories.
I'm not drinking
Coke. It's not about the calories.
I mean, I'll drink it, but I won't be happy about it.
Do you think that we got? Do you think that we got chocolate covered pretzels and care about the calories? It's not the calories.
It's not. Thank you.
It's the aspartame.
Is there any more?
It's the damaged sugar.
At least one Diet Coke.
There's not even any aspartame in this.
No, I'm not drinking Coke Zero. Everyone, the girls who get it, get it. No.
You can't just throw in this as
no.
Maddie's having a full on tantrum.
I was like thinking about that Diet Coke for the past 30 minutes.
I would rather drink
a
Dr. Pepper.
Full sugar.
I would rather drink Mountain Dew right now.
I would rather drink a fucking Baja Blast. I don't want it.
Fizz. It didn't even fizz at all.
Flat Coke Zero. Caroline, can we get a refund going?
It's my money. What do you care?
Exactly. My money is your money at this point. So why don't you complain? Send them a photo of us holding
it. Oh, my God. It's so bad.
I hate Coke Zero.
Oh, my God.
And it's not only because my ex loved it. He would drink it out of the 2-liter like a fucking raccoon.
Oh, what is he, my dad?
Yeah, I know. He's like, stop. Put it back. Put it back. I can't believe that just happened.
Well, what? Like, I don't know.
It's
nasty.
It's disgusting.
Just drink water. Go get some
it's
water.
Literally like caramel fucking codeine. I don't even know what that means.
So dramatic.
I have to taste this.
Remember when we were in the Hamptons and everyone freaked out about not having coffee?
Yeah, that was me.
Wait, when was that?
What? When was that?
I thought it was.
That's my last
food.
Pivotal memory.
When people are like.
Well, that was when you said, when I was drinking hot coffee in front of you, and you said, I only had decaf. And I was.
Yeah, my mom likes decaf. I'm like, it's crazy.
I don't put that in my face. Do not open that in my fucking apartment.
Sponsored by Coke.
The aftertaste is disgusting.
I know, I hate it. I hate it.
Tastes like a battery.
Do not.
Oh.
Miss me with that.
Miss me with that bullshit.
Miss me with that.
It's like a car tire.
It does. If you drink Coke Zero, like. If I find out 4 months into a really good relationship that you drink Coke Zero, I'll break up with you.
You want to try mine?
Yeah,
I feel like I've had Coke
Zero over Diet Coke.
It's disgusting. No.
I was waiting for that Diet Coke to hit the back of my throat, too. Like a fucking.
Oh, my God.
And like the whole. Like the.
Actually, I love guys that drink Diet Coke.
Yeah, but not Coke Zero.
It tastes like regular. It tastes more like
it's
regular.
It's a baller
Coke.
Move because it's such a white woman thing
the
to
aftertaste.
Do.
What's
but sometimes
the aftertaste?
They're sober and they drink it.
The aftertaste well, no, is a so tire. Yeah. It's a but battery.
A few nothing. Guys I've dated like Diet Coke, and I like that about them.
I like that too.
It's sexy. TV
I know. Like my mom's TV boyfriend
green,
drinks Diet
green
Coke.
Green
no
flag.
Caffeine. Green flag, definitely.
Green flag.
Or diet soda in general.
Oh, this is a red flag.
That's
just drink the regular
red.
Coke. Just give us regular Coke.
Give us regular Coke.
I can't look at it.
Get it out. Like, the energy is disgusting. It's giving me incel. Can you get the Coke Zero away from... Can you get the Coke Zero out
there? Diva.
And you guys, we are sponsored by Coke Zero.
Can you get the Coke Zero off the set? Offset.
Thank you.
I need to get
I'm like Demi Lovato. I'm like, get it out of my face. Get it out of Demi's face.
Yeah, let's get this offset.
That's so
Thanks.
Sorry.
Thank you. Yay, don't play that.
I am so sorry, guys.
No, we're sorry.
I'm
honestly,
so sorry.
Can you focus?
Like
I know.
Film.
After Wait, that,
that's like
you know what?
Effect.
My manager asked me what my rider should be for a green room. I should say no Coke Zero.
Mm. Say if there's say if there's even a Coke Zero in the building.
If you offer it in the
head.
Venue,
if you even have it on tap,
yeah.
You need to empty out
yeah.
The whole thing.
And, I'm with
and
it,
and I need to see photo proof before
yeah.
I come.
Yeah.
No Coke Zero in the building.
No.
Or the
15-mile radius.
15-mile radius.
Yes.
Yep.
All the bars next
have
door.
Have your busboy yeah. During the day. Go yeah. Around to every restaurant yeah, exactly. And say, you guys don't have Coke Zero, right?
Yes.
Or else I'm not coming.
Yeah, exactly. Or else you're not going to get roasted if you're a tech guy in the front.
We really exactly. Need a refund.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I'm just so, like, it's so funny. Like, you just think you can... Throw that, like, that's not a replacement.
I know.
Maybe I had my settings like, that's to like, replace, but I
you
think
might
they
as...
thought they got a fast one by us.
Like, they no, thought, I, they yeah. Just thought, we were just like, oh, these Honest... women will just pull the wool over their eyes.
It's disrespectful.
No, it's really disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
You knew a woman, too.
Yeah, that, exactly.
Like sending... We got chocolate-covered pretzels, cheese balls, and Diet Cokes. Like, huh.
That's like,
we're
if
literally
I ordered,
white women.
That's like if I ordered an Uber and a bike came to pick
and
me
a bike.
Up. You know?
It's not the same.
It's not the same at
These
all.
These things are not interchangeable.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Or a car with like no windows
that's
in
like
it.
That's like if you order Girl Scout cookies and you get like just like pita bread. Like
no,
that's not
no, that's not the same.
It's not the no. Same. It's food, yes.
Yeah. Also, if anyone has any a Girl Scout cookies hookup, let me know.
They're $5 Ooh. Now.
Inflation, darling.
Inflation. Inflation. Cookies.
First, we're getting zeros instead of diets. Now the Girl Scout cookies are $5.
I mean, now like IKEA's going
when
up.
When I was your age, yeah. I mean, life was good.
Back in my, when I was seven, they were $3.50.
I used to
back
walk in to my snow, days to when school I was, in the snow. And
when I was 28.
Although now that I think about it, if Girl Scout cookies were $3 a box, that would be fire. That would
that's
be
how much
deal.
They were when I started.
Yeah, I feel like that's.
And my mom would be like, they used to be $1.75.
They used to be a
like,
nickel.
Shut up. My mom's like,
bragging.
We used to go to the movies for a quarter. I would get a lemon head. One time I choked on one. Everyone freaked out.
Janine loved the
now
attention.
Now she's choking on rich dick.
I was like, your origin story.
Yeah, exactly.
Your Joker story yeah. is when everyone freaked out about you choking. You're and like, you were, this feels good.
Her monologue was like, and now you would think I'm freaking out, but yeah. the attention just, yeah.
No, I'm going to pause right
are
here.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, but let's go to our first segment before we talk about any of these topics, and it's called Let's Sync Up.
Sinky.
We all said it at the same time too.
We really synced up over our hatred of Coke Zero.
I am so dude, the red and black. Ooh,
that was disgusting.
It looks
disgusting.
Like
when I
it
saw
looks like
red
tobacco.
I saw red.
Yeah, it does. It looks like communism. It looks like China.
Yeah,
it looks like that China's energy. Yeah. China has such bad energy. So does Russia. Russia needs to chill about the Ukraine.
I'm sort of into Russia's energy.
Like they're obsessed with the Ukraine. It's like a manipulative ex-boyfriend.
I sort of want like a mean like you're Russian other guys. Man to yell at me.
I
but
don't.
In Russian?
In Russian. I want a mean Russian man to like buy me caviar first, go
I think
to the sauna.
Russians are
their energy's scary.
Yeah, I like it.
Their energy's
I don't
intense.
Do scary.
I don't do intense.
I like hairy, scary people.
I don't like
scary. Oh, that's why we get along.
Exactly, honey. Don't tweeze like ever.
Scary Spice. Okay, so we always start the pod with one question to get our fallopian tubes tied in a knot. We're gushing all at once right now. And today's question, so IKEA is going up 9%. Furniture, we're talking furniture. Today's question is philosophical. If you were a piece of furniture, what would you be?
All right.
I would be a rug because y'all walk all over
whoa.
Me.
Whoa.
No.
Not at all.
No, I'm
not
kidding.
What kind of rug?
I'm totally kidding. I would not be a rug. I would be sort of a lamp, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
Because sometimes I do bring light to the room.
Oh,
and
that's
bring,
so sweet.
I think I bring a, like a little, here, don't look at me like that. However, I can also dim the room and make the room look bad if I'm not
no,
on.
No, but dimming can be romantic too, which you are.
I can also be romantic. Yeah. I can also dim the room if I'm mad or if right. I'm going out, if I'm out of energy.
Okay.
The
okay.
room is not as nice looking. Hmm. I can also, I look good naked with no lamp right. or I look good or with no little,
with a,
what's it called?
Lampshade.
With no shade.
Yeah.
Or, and I bring the shade. And
oh!
And your face is made out of the lampshade.
And I wear, and I make lampshades out of people's skin. No,
oh, kidding. That's okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that. I agree.
Or you can dress me up with the shade.
And
the secret
it's not
to this
that
pretty
hard.
Face is staying in the shade.
And it's not that hard to turn you on.
And it's really not that hard to turn me on. It's very not hard.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And you have good on. Ideas.
And ding.
Oh, this is an endless metaphor.
Yeah.
But I don't really move a lot.
That's okay.
I don't make moves, but I have the
but
idea.
You're movable.
Yeah,
you're
I'm an
movable.
Ideas bitch. Yeah, exactly. People right? can move me.
Yeah.
Are
so
you
yeah,
a
I think
floor
I'm
a, lamp or a table lamp?
I was thinking table.
I was thinking
table.
Floor.
Oh.
I was
also,
thinking floor because you're so tall.
Also,
you're so skinny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I also
like
sort
that.
Of like
that's kind
of
like you. Right?
I was like, what are you doing over there?
I can also be like an antique vibe. Like I like mm-hmm. antiques, but I'm also can be modern.
I was thinking like
piece.
Yeah.
I was thinking like a lamp with like a thick like. You know, like lamp,
oh,
when lamps
just
no,
be thick.
No, slim thick. When slim lamps thick. Are like kind of sexy or like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah it's
when
like,
they got a shape.
Ba-boom, ba-boom.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I'm like a
fragile.
Are we, like, this is weird. Are we like feeling each other right now? Or like,
wait,
am I getting a vibe? And
is
the
it just
like,
me?
No.
Wait, yeah, the lamp
I'm a bartender.
Like, please leave me alone.
Yeah.
Or I'm that one that goes over like this because I'm always bent over.
Oh. I thought you were bent over cleaning and taking care of kids.
Yeah, bent over taking care of autistic children.
Yeah. Who, us?
In the orphanage.
Yes,
you guys, when you smoke weed.
That's a good one. Okay, my piece of furniture is wait, mine's bad now. Stuart's was so much better.
Yeah.
No, mine so okay, let me explain it. Mine is,
I can see us being the same furniture.
No, yours, we're not, it's not the same. Because I had something and then I picked something else. If you pick this, I'll be shocked and I will drink the Coke Zero.
No.
Just to say like I'm brave. You know okay, what I mean?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Mine is the chairs that doctors wheel in on. Like the circle with the
Ashlyn's like mine is the chairs that doctors wheel in.
It's close.
Okay, it's so close. Let me say why. Because they're really fun. They're uh-huh. really fun.
Like with no back.
But they work. They work. Doctors love them.
Doctors.
I'm trying to manifest a doctor boyfriend.
Like doctors sit on them.
Doctors sit on them.
You
yes.
wish a doctor would sit on you.
But mostly they're really fun, but they work.
Yeah.
Like they're work based. You know what I mean? But still really fun.
You know why? Because they're fun, yeah, but around. They're serious business. Because
yes,
when you
business.
See a doctor like sit in it yeah, and like swerve to you, you're yeah. like, oh,
there's
this
no
is
luxury.
Real.
Yeah,
the
he's,
back.
While he's like washing
yeah.
his hands.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, open up your legs.
There's no back either.
There's no support.
No,
you are
no
out
support.
Of your own.
Yeah. You're on your own.
No support. Wait. Yeah. Wait, the people who use me have no support from me. that's what
yes,
you mean.
Yes, but also
yeah.
you have
you're
no support.
Wolf.
It's not like you can lean back. You
cool.
never lean back.
She doesn't need
the
to lean
people,
back.
You, I'm the chair.
Yeah.
You don't need.
But people in my life have no support from me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Minimal.
Yes.
But it's fun.
I can only be used for yeah. so long until people are like, okay, I'm uncomfortable.
My back hurts.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
I love it.
I love
think
it.
That's perfect.
But every time a doctor rolls in, I'm like, I want to be on that.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think people at first sight are like, that looks fun. But then after mm-hmm. a while, they're like, I'm done. Mm.
They're like, this is hard to sit on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want an armchair. I want something
okay.
more stable.
I love it.
Yeah.
You're such a doctor.
She wishes, right?
I wish.
She's
wishes.
Like the patella.
The patella tendon.
Patella tendon.
I think I'm really stupid.
No.
No, stop it. You're not.
No. Oh my God, Maddie. Why would you say that?
Maddie, no.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm such a fucking
you know
genius,
who's stupid? Whoever like, fucking packed us those fucking Coke Zeros.
Whoever yeah. thought those Coke Zeros are Diet Cokes.
It's just someone who doesn't understand like
we need to
diet
write a review.
Food.
Literally.
Yeah.
This diet.
Okay, what are you?
I'm a lounge chair.
Oh yeah,
like
oh.
a basement lounge chair.
Listen,
yes.
Listen. So that's why I said before the doctor's chair, I said Shay's Lounge, and
I
that might be Caroline's. But that's why I knew you were gonna say lounge chair.
I knew.
Like,
you
I knew. What do you mean, like a lazy boy?
Yeah, like
yeah.
a lazy boy.
You're a lazy boy with cup holders in
yes.
it. You fucking.
Yes.
You're like a basement chair too. Like
I'm
you're not
a basement.
On the first floor.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And like,
and we're like yeah.
people get stoned around.
And the
me.
Dad loves it, but
yeah.
the mom is like, put that.
We need
in
to
the
get
basement.
Rid of that chair.
Yeah,
it's about
yeah.
time.
We're finishing the and we're getting rid of the chair, Dave.
Yeah.
yeah.
And, but they never do. They never do.
They never
do. Can.
They never can.
When you're divorced, you fall asleep on it.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Oh
I'm
God.
There for when you need me. I'm the most comfortable. I might not be.
Ultimately, it becomes the dog's favorite
chair. You might not
chair.
Text back first
yes.
thing in the morning.
Yeah.
You might not be on the first floor texting back immediately.
Oh my God.
But you're down
but
there.
But you're down there waiting to be a good friend.
I might
sucking
not
want to
be the thing people see when they first come into a room.
But over time.
But they have the most fun on you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
you're
get
reliable.
Through the hard times.
Exactly. I'm reliable.
Not much
you're
to look
daddy.
At, but reliable. I think that's the conclusion of the... But the cup holder thing, like, we... Yeah, you're... You're usable.
You have a cup
You're usable.
Yes.
That's what I think. Everyone's like, oh, actually, no. I'm like, no, she's usable.
Yeah,
trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trust, no. Trust me.
Yeah.
If you just, you know, take a bowl rip and then just take
yeah.
a nap,
yeah, you
she's
weed
usable.
On you.
Yeah. You,
and
chips. I've got like chips and shit. Like,
additionally, cup holders mm-hmm. are in your car too.
And you're driving us around.
And you drive us everywhere.
After this.
And your car has cup holders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dug deeper.
That's
there.
A good one.
I'm a lounge. I thought you were going to. I don't know. I kind of feel like if we were furniture, we'd be like...
I know. We would be like the twin recliners.
Yes.
I kind of think you're one of those video game chairs that sits on the ground and rocks like this.
Ew, I hate those.
I have,
you
one,
have
of those.
One. I know
oh
you
my
do.
God. I got rid of it.
I know what those
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm a shoe chair.
Wait, what's a shoe
Chuky.
Chair?
Have you seen a chair that looks like a shoe?
No.
Oh
what?
My God.
I literally had one in my room growing up that was a
oh
leopard.
Oh my God.
Wait.
That was a high-heeled shoe?
No.
A shoe?
Yeah, let me show you.
Like a Converse?
It's something you could throw yourself over the side. Like
a shoe
me.
Chair?
You've never seen like one of these? It's like, it looks like a high-heeled shoe. I literally had one in my room growing up. I had a
I
leopard print one.
I've never seen
oh
those.
You,
know,
you should be on that.
It's
I should
shoe-
be on that.
It's the chugiest thing in America. I literally had this in my room growing up.
That's so you, though.
It's so me.
Wait, but I want... That's camp. That
it's camp. Camp.
That's
it's camp.
I'm buying.
That's high drag.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
giving.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Honey, it's giving.
Stop. I can't look anymore because I'm going to buy three of them and have us all sit in one.
No, they're amazing.
Oh, I've never had a shoe
literally had, I literally had this leopard print one growing up.
Can we
up.
Get one for Ashlyn that's Bad Bunny shoe?
They're not. Oh, that one's 2000. Wow. 2000,
yeah, that's the thing. Those chairs.
I don't think mine was. Mine was from like
you know what you know.
This
what
was $49.
Yours was from Claire's.
Yeah, yeah. Yours was from NYPD Pizza.
Mine was from Burlington Coat Factory.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I will also Delius. Be the chair that you throw like your clothes on after yeah. you're done.
Oh yeah,
I mean, that's every
that's
chair.
How you dress. That's how you dress.
That's every
you
chair
dress,
for
like,
me.
Clothes. The
fuck,
chair.
That's how you dress.
The clothes chair. I'm
that's
like,
how you dress.
Caroline, what do we got?
Oh, my bed. God.
No, she loves her bed.
But I feel like if I'm gonna, if I might add, wheels on the bed.
Oh,
that's what I would love to have.
The wheels on the bed go round and round.
I don't know if that's me though, as a person.
Why? Because you want to go around in your bed.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you wanted to write a show about a girl who has wheels on her bed?
Yes. I did.
You should. Really
so you're just pitching your show.
Yeah, you're
oh
pitching
my God,
your
I'm plugging
you're
my...
using this platform to pitch your
to
own
pitch
show.
Pitch your own show. Yeah. See, she's
but
using was, you like a rolly chair.
Life.
Like the
and no support.
But you're not getting
and
support.
And no support.
There you go. There you go.
Wait, so, that was like 4 years ago.
What was 4 years
ago? That you had that idea, right?
It's something me and my sister used to talk about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to do that one day. So
why is it that when you're a kid and when you're high, you have the same thoughts?
Right?
Because I right. felt like that was like a thought you had when you were high, and then you were like, I'm just a child.
That's weird. I never thought about my inevitable death when I was a kid, but
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
I never. I was like, dude, I'll never be 20, and now I'm 30.
Yeah. I'll never be 20.
I think we're synced up.
I'm synced up. Sinky.
Let's go to our next segment, which is called Speed Dating.
Oh, with me?
Yes.
Amazing. Okay. Oh,
so as you guys know, we have a new segment. It's 1 minute of dating advice from Stuart. She told you guys to write in, and a bunch of people did, and
yes,
we have a question
and
to answer.
I selected one of them, so I got a message from, maybe I shouldn't
yeah,
say her name.
We'll keep it anonymous.
Keep it anonymous.
If you want us to say her name, tell us.
Yeah, if you want us to say her name, tell us. If you don't, tell us, because, but her name, she didn't ask anything crazy, but our friend
ooh, Julie.
Wrote in, and said,
that's not,
what is that?
Not her name.
Hello, hello. My advice for the pod. What's the red flag you see most in men while dating in New York?
Now, okay.
Me and Maddie discuss this often. Of course, there's tons of red flags for men.
But the
first
most.
Of all,
the most
calling your mom, being a chef, working in finance, majoring in film, being a bartender, having a podcast, or posting on Instagram, or not posting on Instagram, all red flags.
Stuart just said everything you could breathe in.
Having a penis, having a ball.
Having a ball.
Yeah.
Having a job, not having a job.
Breathing.
Brooklyn, not living in Brooklyn
living
is also
Queens,
a red flag.
Not
breathing,
in
beer, without beer.
Living having an ex.
Having an ex-girlfriend, not having an ex-girlfriend also a red flag.
Wanting to fuck your sister.
Not wanting to fuck your sister. You're like, why don't you?
Yeah. Why don't you like your sister?
You hate women?
Yeah. Not hating women. Yeah. Why don't you?
Having an Apple Watch, not having an Apple Watch. Going to Equinox is a red flag,
but also not
going to Equinox
you're like,
is a red
okay,
flag.
Okay, Crunch.
Yeah.
Trash.
However,
Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Me and Maddie have a lot of thoughts on the red flag about calling your mom too much. However, I'm going to bring in a different one because we've discussed
that before. We talked about that a few weeks ago.
I'm going to bring up a different one. This one's super easy to say. This is a really, because dating in New York, it's like so many men are coming at you. You got to block, block, block.
And on you, and on you,
and coming on your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the best, easiest thing I think is a red flag and a really, really easy way to block out people that aren't right for you is men that ask, men or women, if you're a girl, I don't know, men or women that ask you on same day dates. Is a red flag.
Oh,
do
yeah.
not go out
that's
with someone
so
if they ask you on a same
that's
day
a good
date.
One, yeah,
that happens actually a lot for actually
a same
a
day
huge,
date. What does
like,
that mean?
You say
I'm not
you,
spontaneous.
Can
LA,
I can yeah. I finish my thing and then I'll answer questions?
It's her segment.
It's my segment.
Caroline never talks to us like that.
If they
we all have different
and we
corners.
Interrupt all the time.
We all have different corners.
I just have a minute and then we discuss.
Also, we screamed pretty much at Caroline about the Coke Zeros.
That's so true. It wasn't even her fault.
And last week we screamed at her and during the crystal ball segment. So
that's so true.
I love being abused.
And we screamed at her when her ASMR with the heels. And we were like,
ad.
That's it.
Yeah.
Bad,
anyway, continue.
The reason this is a red flag, everybody is busy. People don't respect your time if they do that. It's a really, really easy way to figure out who's like actually into you or not. A guy that's into you is going to ask you a few days before. I've got a huge reason I got off dating apps is because all the guys on there would be like, let's get a drink tonight. No, that means you are a the last minute option, mm-hmm. and it's ultimately not something that's going to last. If you don't want something to last, you just want to bang someone that night, of course, go for it.
Oh, fine. Yeah, this is where we're talking dating.
Fine, but yeah. if you want something that's like, but that's someone that doesn't respect your time, and you can cut out a lot of people that way. Like,
yeah.
it was a huge, I really wish I, when I first started dating, or when I started dating this recently this year, I really wish I had said absolutely no to same day mm-hmm. dates from the get go.
And it's like, if you really want me, you can do Saturday. You can do not Saturday.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Weekends. If, no, if no, no. You can do Tuesday. And if they ask, don't, you're like, okay, bye.
If they ask you, if they say, hey, can you get a drink tonight? Say, oh, I'm not free tonight. Mm-hmm. Would love to grab a drink like Saturday if you're free. Yeah. Chances are they're not going to reach out to Saturday, right?
Yeah, I love Josh. Know. Yeah.
But if they do, then you go on Saturday.
Cool. You're that interested.
So men don't understand, like, I need to shower. I need to mm-hmm. change. I need to...
Not eat for 3 days.
I need to not eat for 3 days.
I'm not calling you tonight. You want me to throw up on your dick?
I need to shave. Yeah. I need to do shit.
But
like,
are you saying same day, first date, or just same day? You know what I mean? Like,
I think like it's first, easily, but also... I think third it's day, easily...
Like if you've gone on a date with a guy like 4 times,
that's use your discretion.
Okay,
that's use your discretion.
About, like, same
if
day.
You really feel like they support Early on, you yeah. and respect you, of course you can go. I've done.
But if he only hits you up, I will say that same thing. If he's only hitting you up like day of, bro, we got me
all the
we
time.
Need
that's what yeah. you're saying.
But I'm talking first. We're talking like first, second,
second third. Yeah. It should be
okay.
Plan.
Hey, you free Thursday? Yes. Okay. Talk to you then.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And if they don't reach out within 20 or 24 hours ahead, assume that it's not happening. And then
yeah.
when they text you and say, good for tonight? Oh, shit. Yeah, I am. If yeah. they don't text you, you can't be
if
let down because you prepped.
If they don't text you, kind of just chill.
Yeah.
Still bring an outfit to work, but yeah. chill.
And shave. And shave.
Be desperate, but low-key.
Yeah.
Low-key desperate.
Have alternatives. Yeah.
The okay. amount of times I've literally had an outfit in my bag at work and I've been like, oh,
okay, I guess I'm going to spin class.
Weird. I also brought gym clothes for this yeah. reason because I will work out this frustration. Thank you.
And I have a shaved pussy.
And my pussy is fucking ready to go. And
sugar
then,
wax.
And yeah. then I accept a same day date with a rando, and I never see him again.
There
Maybe
you
that's
go.
That's what they're yeah. doing.
But yeah, so that's my really easy way. Honestly, it's a really easy way to just cut out
yeah.
what's going to work and what's going to not work.
And we can talk about more ways to cut people out on a further episode. And thank you, Stuart, for letting us into your speed dating corner.
Thank you, Stuart.
You're
thank
welcome,
you.
Guys. Let's go to our next segment. It's a new one, and it's called Anger Management.
I love this.
Ooh. Okay, so every so often we do some celebrity news. This is a new one, and... So I have 3 celebrity stories where the celebrities got angry. All right. And you guys have to tell me if their anger was justified.
Okay.
Okay. So first story, and you probably heard them. There's no surprise to them. But the first one is Peter Dinklage. who you
yes.
know.
Yes.
He's a dwarf.
From Game of Thrones.
Right? He's literally a dwarf.
You Game of Thrones. He's a household name.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You mean the hottest dwarf in history? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. One time someone was like, who's Emma Watson? And ever since then, I've been like, you know.
You should have never responded to that.
Now that is a red flag.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Piper Middleton.
Piper.
Okay. So Peter Dinklage went on a podcast this week because they're remaking Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes.
Okay. And he said, okay, so Snow White is going to be Latina, but right. you still have 7 dwarves living in a cave. Mm-hmm. It seems like you're trying to move forward while also using archaic, you know, usages of the dwarf. He said, so
does he want them to live in a penthouse or a villa in Puerto Rico?
He's doing
it. What would he?
He's doing the movie or no?
No, he's just ranting about it.
See, Peter Dinklage has a lot of anger issues, and actually, this is why I like him.
Yeah,
he's always speaking out for the dwarf community.
Yeah,
and I'm Team Peter Dinklage. However, would I like to see an amazing movie with dwarves recreated? Yeah, I would.
What is going
to
be Snow White and the 7
the
guys?
The 7 pool boys?
Here's the 7 guys? Understand. Like, that sounds like a gang. That's a porn title.
Here's what annoys me about that. And people can call me not woke if you want to. But
I think everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
If you know, you know.
Here's my problem with stuff like that.
Yes.
Here's my problem with that. My sister did the same thing. I don't mean to call her out.
It's okay.
But
she went to go see
Death of the of a Salesman, and they had it was a London production, and they used a black family to do the show. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, it just was saying weird things about race and this once it was with a black family. And I'm like, so you don't want black actors to work? Like, that's how I feel about these dwarves. It's like, you don't want.
Damned if you do.
Like, Peter, you want us to fire these? Like, let's give them some work. You know what I mean?
I think this is okay. So let's. Can you actually look this up for me? Because I think I read online that the doors are going to be computer animated.
Okay, then
so
no. We
might,
then
can
no.
you look that up? Because yeah. I think I read that, but it might be that kind of thing where you know how in The Irishman. They did yes. computer animation.
CGI.
So it might be a little bit of a mix of.
But
it might be like not a dwarf.
But either way, is okay. this really.
I don't know if it's employing
dwarves. Is
this
dwarves. Really the fight? Like, is this really it? Like
Disney said they're consulting the dwarfist community.
Right. And they all have.
About living in a cave?
We're going to be consulting right now.
Yeah, I thought that Peter liked that. They're like, and they're always like, yeah, I want to live in a man cave.
They don't want to live in a dwarf cave.
Maybe Peter Dinklage will be able to be like, maybe he's trying to do like Eddie Murphy did. And like,
it's sad because he would be a great grumpy.
He's all seven dwarves.
Actually.
And it's just seven.
Ashlyn would make Dinklages. A great Dopey. Was that his name?
Dopey.
I would definitely be like grumpy. Is there an angry one?
I'm sleepy.
I don't know. I don't remember their
there's
names.
There's angry. Of course there's angry.
I would be horny.
That's what I just said. Peter Dinklage would make a great angry.
That just made me throw up like lazy. The Coke Zero. Like
I turned you not gay.
Yeah, I'm literally straight.
I think he can talk about whatever
I'm
he wants.
Sucky.
I think he was just mostly trying to say like, oh, you're being progressive in what, but also it's
that's
kind of
true.
Just a fairy tale. It's a
know,
fairy tale,
I don't,
right?
I don't really, what I don't want to comment.
I'm just like,
after I did.
A beast really doesn't
like
play the beast.
Too, I'm trying to be too edgy with this segment. Maybe not should the anger be justified, but how would you react?
How would you react?
How would you react?
I don't know. I'm part mean to of be a like, marginalized community. I mean,
Tony Montana played, you know, Scarface. I mean, Tony Montana, Al Pacino played Scarface. What do you want me to say? Like, what's the problem?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because he's Italian, I don't know, playing a Cuban.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
I guess there's no point of the dwarves to be actual dwarves.
They already remade live action. Remember Sydney White with like, but I guess they're trying
with
to get
Amanda
more people.
With Amanda Bynes?
Yes.
That was like in college.
But maybe wait, Sydney give, White?
It was like an Amanda Bynes movie where they were like in a frat house.
What?
I know.
And
I
what happened? There were dwarves?
It was like a remake
of
Snow
this.
White.
What?
I don't know if they were dwarves. I thought they was like frat boys.
Guys.
What?
It was a porn.
That was the most progressive.
Right. I'm like, but also, why are they trying to remake this shit? And are they casting Peter Dinklage? If I were Peter Dinklage.
No, Peter Dinklage doesn't like to play like dwarves and stuff.
Yeah, he would never.
He wants to play like real characters.
He played a dwarf on Game of Thrones.
No, he. But that was.
No, he's a dwarf.
But he only took the role because it was like a good role and like
and paid
it's
on.
Not about.
Yeah, and it was on HBO.
Yeah. But I don't think he would play.
But he's
like
a serious actor.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
he can do other things.
He plays he's like just... roles that like have a. Like he played like certain
like deaths like
deaths
right. And like not that the person like it's the character doesn't. Depend on the
yeah.
on the dwarf.
It's like it's not
about,
a thing.
Peter Dinklage isn't into being like I'm a little man.
Yeah,
right.
I'm berries and cream.
He's not mini me.
No, he has a life. Hello,
mini me.
Yeah. I feel like he can say whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. I think he was just ranting on a podcast, mm-hmm. and I think the press took it out of context.
Also, Disney's too. Annoying. So
no, Peter Dinklage is known to be
also,
angry,
Disney's
which is
annoying.
Why you know he's good at sex.
Yeah, he fucking rams bitches.
He pounds.
I would let him.
He
I really would
pounds.
Let him. He would. That'd be a great sniper style for him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He's just down there. His feet are where your feet are.
He's allowed to. And I also feel like the shorter, the angrier.
Oh
yeah, Napoleon.
Yeah, me.
Are we gonna get canceled?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't
think Napoleon was actually. Small.
Would be cool if Peter Dinklage commented on our podcast.
But he could talk. He could talk and complain about whatever he wants. But
if
is it justified?
Okay, Peter,
to me?
If you're
no.
listening, I would
complain.
No, she would fuck him.
Oh.
Okay, let's move on to our next. So you might have heard this one. Neil Young.
I heard about this one.
Said, Spotify, take my music down if you are going to have
Rogan.
Joe Rogan on your platform.
I want to go lay in a lake like Neil Young and listen to Joe Rogan.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys know that?
What?
That no. Neil Young goes and lays in a lake out like behind his house and just blasts his music like in surround sound.
What?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I want to do that. You should do that with that time of the week.
I know.
I
lay in
go,
my bathtub and listen.
Yeah. Just lay in a bathtub and listen to Joe Rogan.
What lake? Do you know?
It's like his lake behind his house.
Oh my God.
That's yeah.
I guess that's cool. He does have lake music.
Yeah, I guess. And his lake music is good, so.
I harvest moon.
That's roll. Hilarious. So I love trashy. Neil. I love old motherfuckers coming out of the woodworks.
Yeah,
taking
I think
the
go
stand.
For it. I mean, yeah, I think people are just tired of misinformation and arguing with people about gene therapy and stuff. Yeah, but should we heard it on Joe Rogan?
But should we remove him? Like, no,
remove who?
Like Joe Rogan?
No, I think there's other podcasts that are probably a million times worse than his. His just has a huge platform.
My music until we take off Call Her Daddy.
We're taking this podcast off until the other ones with all girls get worse.
Get worse.
So we're not gonna, you know, they're giving out misinformation about what it's like to be a woman.
Yeah,
but no, I think he was also saying. I think he was also saying you just need to disclaim that it's too late now. It's too late now anyway.
It's too late. America's brain is already ruined. Also, it's like we already had Trump. We already had we've had so many people ruining America's brain.
I'm just like, but then when does it stop? Right? Like could people be like, oh, take these girls off the air because we're tired of hearing about periods?
But also. When it's misinformation.
Right.
He sounds dangerous. Like your very liberal uncle where you're like, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. A whole street doesn't recycle.
Yeah.
And now I'm going out. I'm knocking on the doors. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
He's like Bernie.
Yeah. Bernie. He wears Birkenstocks in the summer. And you're like, okay, Neil, but this is just people listen to Joe Rogan.
Like, I get it. Like emotionally, I'm I'm with him, but you can't, you know what I mean? It's just, you just can't.
Really, I haven't taken any strong stances lately, which is
well. You're busy. You're busy.
Yeah,
you know.
Busy. Yeah, I'm too busy to think.
Yeah.
Should I post I stand with Neil Young?
Yeah. I'm doing the Neil Young Ice Bucket Challenge to support Neil
against
Young
against Joe Rogan.
I nominate Cassie.
Joe Rogan would make a great. Would make a great door. What if all the doors were Joe Rogan's?
Oh, yeah. Snow White and the Seven Joes.
Yeah.
That's actually great.
That's good. And the whole time it's about COVID. She's like, okay, but I need to be kissed.
It's all
and
his it's different about moods. COVID. It's like wrestly, DMT.
Yeah. Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Yeah. Tim Dillon. Shane Gillis.
Tim Dillon.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
I think it's cool that people are saying stuff, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Neil Young. I love it. A feather taken out of Joe Rogan's hat is a feather in all of our caps.
I would never want Neil Young to hate me. Neil Young not liking you is not good. Talk about red flags. Back to Stuart's segment.
Red flag.
Neil Young doesn't like you, that's a red flag.
Also, listening to Joe Rogan is obviously a red flag.
Yeah, they'll sneak it in the first date. They'll be like, I mean, I listen, but I'm not I'm a Rogan fan. You listen.
Yeah.
Just say you listen. But they're like I don't listen, but I listen.
They're like, I listened to the Kanye episode. I'm like, same, actually.
But you can tell when they listen.
Yeah.
Ew. Not this problem. If people listen to this, I'm like, it's disgusting.
No, I'm like, why would you listen to
this? This is a red flag.
This is a red flag.
If you try to go on a date with me and you listen to this podcast, red flag.
Hell no. Okay, last one. Michael Rapaport was on Twitter today and he posted a video. He posted a video with the caption seriously guys, just gonna let him walking by, and it was someone who he thought was shoplifting. He posted it on Twitter. What the fuck are you doing, narc?
First of all,
he was angry that the guy walked by a security guard, but I don't know. It's hard to tell. For me, it's hard to tell if people are stealing. And I also don't care.
So
sometimes you walk into the pharmacy with already stuff. You just got to get your prescription. You walk
back. Yeah.
So
I also don't care.
First of all, also when you wait,
go ahead.
And also, do you have the caption?
Yeah, you work in retail, you're legally not allowed to say something.
Really?
But the security is outside.
The security guard maybe is supposed to say something, but I always heard I had friends that worked at Urban Outfitters and all those stores. And if you see someone stealing something, you're legally not allowed to say anything because it could be a discrimination thing or something like that. And B, you're not allowed to chase someone out of the store because they could turn around and shoot you.
Right.
And then you're a liability for the store.
Yeah, they're all saving
money.
So
I think actually shoplifting rules, unless someone literally unless it's a policeman and the alarm goes off. And someone acts super sketchy, you're kind of not supposed to stop someone stealing.
He did watch by the security guard. That's why he was saying.
No, if it's a security guard, they probably should.
Yeah. What did the caption say?
It said, Michael Rapaport films alleged shoplifter boldly robbing an NYC Rite Aid.
First of all, was
so
it me?
So I was going to say. So
was
wait,
it me?
It looked like the Rite Aid in the West Village.
So Rite Aid on 50th Street is closing because of stealing. And
50th
then
and what?
50th and 9th.
Oh,
50th and 9th. And then,
are you sure it's not because they've been sending people Coke Zeros when they order Diet Coke?
Yeah, no, that's 7-Eleven. That's 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, I can't go against my immigrant friends. Rite Aid.
Now my Rite Aid has nothing. And the other day,
because of shoplifting.
And the other day, and where you get ice cream, they have it like chained now. And you gotta like get security to like open it.
I know.
And I saw a guy walking out with like 5 toys and the security guard was like, just get the fuck out of here. Like, get out, get out. And he was like, whoa, and he was stealing. And the security guard was like, get out. And I think there's like this new thing where you can't do anything to them anymore. And so like, I think I like Michael because he's always ranting and I love an angry person like that. So I'm with him. But
I would never post this though.
We're going to lose all the Rite Aids and then we're going to have to order from Amazon.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
I don't even go to, I used to get my Jergens at the Walgreens, but they lock everything up like crazy.
That's right. Why you guys need to live in Astoria. Everything is free. And everything's wide open.
And then there's no attendance. And right. then you have right. to
there's no
buy
stuff
on Amazon that comes in 47 fucking I just plastic did that today. Boxes. Yeah.
When you have to ask the attendant to let your razors out.
I'm like, Mama, oh my God, can you unlock the
That one. Yeah. For me? That. No, the one I don't eat.
No, that one.
Oh, and then you just take it because they took it out anyways. Yeah. And you're like,
I'm like, can you give me the condoms? Yeah. They're like, what size? I'm like, extra small.
Small.
He's got a great personality.
Actually, give me a dental dam.
But we're going to be in trouble. Like, Rite Aid, man, that is like my go-to.
Oh, go-to.
It's 24/7.
I know. I'm there at 2 a.m. smelling the candles.
So literally. I'm looking at nail polish.
Rite Aid. They never have any.
Probably at 2 a.m.
sponsored.
A fucking blackout.
I'm looking at nail polish. I don't even paint my nails. But you know what?
I'll get pink.
It makes me feel young.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I go in every aisle.
Yeah, literally.
It's our target. Yes,
yes. And we're going to lose it.
But
we're lose
posting
it.
This video.
I'm with Michael. I love Michael. I'm a fan of Michael.
He's funny.
Insane.
Yeah. He's always angry.
He's such a...
Okay, fair.
That's fair. He would be... If someone was going to do that, I wasn't surprised that he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like... That's something he would do. But also it's like
I also mind my own business.
This has been happening for like months already.
My mom always missed too.
Yeah. I also gotta watch my content because I wanna make sure it's popular.
Posting rando. What am I giving them now? Sponsorship on the
right. Exactly. One more thing.
They're 15 minutes of fame on my watch? No.
On my watch. I don't think so.
One more thing. I can't post that. I'm a white woman. I'm gonna get fucking
I know.
They'll be like, you don't know
if
their
it was
struggle.
Me, they would be like,
you don't
be...
know their struggle. They're feeding their kids.
If it was me, yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
another
wow.
Karen spotted.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
I would lose all my jobs.
You literally would.
Update, Maddie Smith has lost all sponsorship, dropped by her agents. Yeah.
You don't know what that woman was going through. Yes, she was stealing, but she was for her 12 lioness cubs and in Brooklyn.
And she likes Carole Baskin.
And she likes to birdwatch, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's our segment, anger management. Before we go on to Caroline's Corner, you guys know we have a sponsor,
Spounce of Hope.
Ounce of Hope. Go to ounceofhope.com for 20% off. Use code MAD20, all lowercase. We all are dabbling in there.
It's fucking
good.
Fire.
It's made of aquaponics and they ship legally to every state. I don't know if that includes Puerto Rico, Ashlyn, but we can check it out. What, bitch? And what was I going to say? Legally... And it's CBD and Delta 8 products, which is just weed.
And it's made out of fish
poop.
It's fertilized.
Waste.
It is fertilized.
Let's just say, we talked about this last week. The copy needs to be improved. I will not be saying the word poop on air. I just did, but
you just did.
Not in a real way. Yeah. But let's go on to Caroline's Corner.
I'm just doing a quick corner this week.
I promise not to yell this week.
It's a Caitlyn Jenner update.
Oh, because
she did such a good impression few months ago.
So she spoke out, and she spoke out against the swimmer at UPenn.
Who's transgender?
Yeah, and keeps breaking all these records, which I'm like, I don't know. And then, but she came out of the woodwork as a former Olympian herself, saying that we need to protect women's sports.
Continue.
Best. It's unfortunate that this is.
We need Lorne Michaels on this impression.
Yeah, exactly.
And wait, her cardiovascular system is bigger. I don't know why she's doing it.
Because she wants
to
swim.
I saw this actually.
Meg, listen. I don't care. Know where you
this podcast
from.
Is getting a little political for me.
Can you?
But
put,
yeah, like, I mean, I'm no, not really about, team Caitlyn Jenner ever.
No, this is just more about an update of.
Yeah, we're just giving an update. Okay, last topics. Do you guys want to talk about Super Bowl or Peloton? Either one.
The thing with the Super Bowl, it's just like they don't give money to the performers. Like everybody spends their own money on it, but you end up being the artist of the year because everyone streams your, like, The Weeknd was the artist of the year when he did it. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira got a lot of money out of it. But I don't understand not paying the dancers. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me.
Especially when the Super Bowl is the number one money-making event of the year.
Literally.
But I don't know how things work backstage. I think, like, the ads are, like, so...
I don't know how the business goes.
Every time I, like, try to be, like, anti-capitalist, you look into the books and you're like, okay, I guess that makes sense.
You're like, Maddie's making too much money. Get out of here.
Yeah. People talk about sharing everything. No, all of a sudden, I'm very protective of my items.
I'm like, capitalism sucks, but I can't wait for them to unlock my Jergens at Rite Aid. So
now I'm going to Amazon. Yeah. I know. I'm a strong capitalist, I think.
Unfortunately, yeah, we have literal food staring at us.
I know. I'm like, can we wrap this up? I need to eat my fucking Flips chocolate covered pretzels.
Peloton.
Are you guys sad about Peloton? I saw it coming because
I bought a SoulCycle bike. Lest we not forget.
Lest we not.
I was going to say
SoulCycle has been humble this past 2 years.
Yeah. I will continue to use Peloton. I still use their.
Yeah. Their classes are good.
I really like their classes. I enjoy them, but yeah, I think all the workout trends, I've seen them all come and go.
You've seen them all.
And working out is a thing and then it's not. And then it's a thing and then it's not. And there's always a new trend with working out and nobody knows. I think we're getting lazier and lazier. I think eventually we're all just going to like literally lay in a little meat tube and just get worked out.
I love
Someone's
that.
Just going to work out for us.
That sounds amazing. I would like to say something about Peloton. Additionally, I think everyone who has bought a Peloton.
I agree.
There's no new. Like everyone has bought it.
No one's like, here's a career.
Yeah, it's crossed everyone's thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
Yeah, we've all worked it out in our head. Everyone here has thought about it. And now it's like, I think maybe they can survive if they do something else.
I don't
like
know.
Make another person die.
They're doing they're making a
third
lot of
time. Euphoria.
Yeah.
The dad dies on a Peloton.
Oh the daughter, she's like, I did so much Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cassie. Oh
my God. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think Peloton. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't really
care. I'm over it.
I'll see
you
at the bank.
I got rid of the app.
Yeah. I got rid of the stock, so.
Yeah.
You had stock?
By the way, the stocks have been crumbling this week.
Oh, so my stocks are up, baby.
What stocks
what
do you
stock
have?
You got?
I got
Spencer's
crypto.
Jergens?
I got crypto. Stellar Lunis.
What crypto do you have?
I bought crypto this week. Oh. I'm not going to give it away.
It's a good week to buy. It's low. It's very low.
Oh, wow. I'm up. Wow.
Yeah, you're up in.
I love how I'm nodding like I know.
You're
exactly
up in the short term. I've been down since I bought it in November.
No, I'm up in the short term. It's gonna go down again. No, I know.
No, that's what I'm saying is because that's it's. Just
I just
funny.
Like to check it every 3 minutes and be like, I'm up, I'm down, I'm up. I'm down.
I know. It's just funny because I'm like incredibly down, but you're buying now and it's going up a little bit, so it's exciting for you.
Oh, I'm excited.
But I'm down like $7,000 fucking dollars. So I think about
it
daily.
That's bad.
Anyway, let's wrap up. Where can we find everyone here? Thank you for being here. Such a fun pod. Oh, by the way, I was supposed to do this at the top of the pod. I have a little EP dropping on SiriusXM and Spotify, I think, on 222. Stuart was there when I filmed it in Nashville.
It was amazing.
Yes!
Yeah. So
everybody
listen,
check it out.
Pod exclusive announced here first. I was supposed to do it up top. Whatever.
Pizza Time. Is it called Pizza Time? No.
Another Sexless Night in Queens.
Another Sexless Night in Queens,
it's
everybody.
Weird, though, because all the materials from when I was dating. And
we love it. Okay. Everyone will love it. You got to get rid of that material somehow. Anyways, you guys can find me on Michael Rappaport's Twitter, stealing from Rite Aid.
Stealing the Jergens.
You can find me at 7-Eleven, literally murdering the man who gave us Coke Zero. That's where you can find me.
Mass shooting. Yeah. Mass shooting.
I'll be the driver.
I'm not white. I don't do mass shooting. Stabbing.
Okay, I'll do stabbing.
You
stab. I'll put on a fucking Bill Clinton mask. And go Buck Wild.
I'll put my V for Vendetta mask on.
Yeah.
Caroline.
You can find me at Cazzy27 or being a doormat watching you walk all over me.
Oh, wow. So dramatic.
We love you, Caroline. We love
so
you.
So dramatic. You can find me protesting women's sports. In addition to that, women shouldn't be winning Jeopardy if they're a man. They have different cells in their brain. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.